Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles we own. Life of the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
It's the guys next door.
Check it out,
Welcome back.
We already there.
We're already here. Yeah, y'all already in gay camo.
Hey, I was gonna say it, but I'm glad y'all just called.
Oh man, y'all was out for 30 minutes.
Gay
camo is crazy. I didn't even notice that.
Oh, it's gamma. Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you're hearing our voice, if you're laughing, that's a good sign. That means you're listening to Guys Next Door. I am Mouse Jones. I got my brother, Fly Rye. Mac Wilds is, like we said earlier,
Mackin.
What if they add LGBTQIAM?
For Mackin?
For married.
Married, no.
Because think about it, married people, technically, they have no orientation anymore. You're married. You're not allowed to be attracted to anyone else. That's cheating.
Hmm. Depending on the relationship.
Well, those aren't relationships.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Non-monogamous relationships are not relationships.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Did you write the book?
Trans relationships.
I can't. What did I sign up for?
I did.
What did I sign up for?
Come on, baby.
I am
one thing y'all gonna get used to in 2024 is I'm taking a shot. I've been passing up shots for 4 years.
Don't
I'm a comic now.
No.
I'm taking the shot.
No, okay.
I get it.
Trans relationship is good.
No, it's not Dave Chappelle. Keep going.
Well, that's the nice thing you ever said to me.
Said date me?
Me.
Dave?
Me.
You want to be an ugly nigga, I guess.
Oh. Rich nigga.
Get it right.
One thing about it.
Well thing.
There are a lot of
well thing. He's a well thing.
That's fine. There are a lot of ugly, rich niggas.
Listen, everyone in this room, I love. This is another great episode for y'all at home. We have in the house today, we have realized that, we did. Y'all, you know what? Fuck y'all at home. Because y'all had me really believing y'all. Everybody's like, how's it going next door? And y'all support us. Y'all never had no gay niggas out there. And I was like, damn, we didn't.
Yes,
we did. We had Kid Fury up here, and he like king gay nigga.
How did he become king? I'm just wondering.
Yo, are you gonna?
He's the final boss,
right?
So you think that there's a more kingly gay nigga than Kid Fury?
I think that Kid Fury is definitely part of the gay hierarchy.
Is it like a table?
However, I don't.
What vote did it go? The vote did it pass?
I'm just not going to put him at king. I think, you know, there are many gay icons.
He can be king and this gay icon still be the icon. Just because Biden is president doesn't mean George Washington is no longer on Mount Rushmore.
Okay. That's.
Yeah. I love when niggas got that face, especially gay niggas, because they mad smart. Just said.
I'm by no means. I'm just saying, like, I just want to know.
So right now,
I also don't know. I guess maybe I don't just feel comfortable with you naming somebody a gay king.
Yeah. See, and that's what we,
I just feel like
you're
maybe
a straight bias. Let's talk about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Well, I mean, we can talk about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all at home have heard this voice in spurts at this podcast. He is a true friend to the room. He is my gay son, former roommate. We've just been too close over the years. But I love this man like no other.
I smelled mouse shit after he left the bathroom.
That's like, close. That's close.
And he's a funky ass.
Closer
nigga.
Than most.
Oh my God.
Funky ass.
Stink,
nigga.
Stink, nigga.
Yeah, if you know a straight coming to the bathroom after me, boy. That's a straight nigga shit.
Nigga ain't never had no greens in his life.
Hold on, bitch. That's why my shit was stinking like that, because I had there's so much roughage.
Nigga, that was motherfucking Cheetos and orange soda.
Bitch, you ain't never seen me. See, now you're lying on me, and it's not fair because you lived with me before, so people gonna believe what you're saying.
You're trying to tell
them. I
never
drank no orange soda a day in my life.
Ever?
Never.
Wow.
I get heart palpitations, and I have since I was a kid, so I can't have carbonated drinks like that.
You being serious?
I'm dead serious. Okay. You've never seen.
He's a straight man. You really gonna believe him? You know
that is fair as well. That's fair. It's in
just like it's just
no. A lie will roll off our tongue. Absolutely. That but that is not a lie.
Your tongue is made of lies.
Come again?
I'm just saying.
I don't think I like that one.
Me neither.
And that feels a little straight bias.
I am.
Today's episode is actually about straight bias. I'm just kidding.
I love that.
But yes, welcome to the this is your first time as a guest on the show.
Yeah.
Welcome Savoy Jefferson.
Hi.
SPJ. Savoy is also one of the prominent black publicists in Hollywood. So, you know, give him his credit.
Just a prominent publicist, you know.
No, but I'm going to give you black and gay. You need all that. Let's not leave nothing off.
Fair.
Because
I'm very happy to be black
when
and
them
gay.
When them therapists and them people be getting them little letters, they be like, therapist, LMSW, WV. I'm like, all right, bitch.
Very happy to be black and gay and a publicist.
But yeah, Savoy, you are here. Thank you for pulling up.
No problem.
And then my young boy, the young shooter, New York's favorite. He has thrown many to no oops.
Many to no. So
many to no.
Many to you.
Like there's been
none
no.
Me.
No, like many, like he'll post them, they'd be fine. I'd be like, ah, what's up, Mouse? She hates black men. Like, well, why are you a friend?
I'm a gay. this is slander.
Tyron Bell has joined us. Another one of Hollywood's young upcoming, what's the word I'm looking for? Because I don't want to pause it. But like background elites. Like he's making moves behind the scenes.
Fire.
But real move, not the,
not the Instagram.
Not even those. Like I don't even entertain those. But like the people is like, I'm just doing this, but I really want to do this over here. No, Tyron is working behind. I love anyone that works in that craft and loves what they do, specifically people that work behind the scenes, because I know that's not me. I know I could never do that. Like, I've always felt called to be whatever it is. And it doesn't just have to be about me, but I know I need to, for me to be at my best, I need to be in front of a camera. I need to be on a stage. So for people that know that their best is pushing people, and that's two of these people right here, both. Like, you got somebody who's a PR, and Tyron, who is a writer, executive. There's a lot. And I wish they came with little letters so we could put them, but the only letters that he has is L. No.
G.
Yes. Yeah, he was disgusted. L, he was like, vagina? Oh! I was mistaken for a lesbian?
Listen, I'm moving like one.
We'll talk about Tyron. Yeah. How are you moving like a lesbian? Oh, that's right.
Hey, so what you cooking?
What you cooking tonight? Because this is your third date?
Third.
Let me tell you.
Yo, boy, I can't get cooked meals after 10.
I just want to prove a point here.
I think that says a lot about you, not less about the...
I just want to prove a point.
I'm done by 10.
Listen.
Yeah, now what?
Now what?
Now what?
Because you a nigga. And this is why I have straight bias.
Funny thing, gay niggas are still niggas because on the third day he's cooking at the crib.
See, somebody's on the other side.
I mean, I heard that you gotta like feed him and fuck him. That's how you got a man. So like, why not do it? I'm about to be 30. Like, biological clock is 30. Ticking.
Look. Old gays love about to be.
I just, the way he said it, I just.
Savoy was like,
I'm 30.
Daughter.
As a 38-year-old, I'm just like,
oh. I remember when I turned 30, the way Savoy looked at me, he was like, you'll learn. Like, there was just an aura. It was like Savoy just looked down at me. That whole, you're going to learn now.
And,
yeah. Like, 29, it was cute. It was like the little dumbass dog runner. And now, as soon as I turned 30,
get your
like,
shit together.
You're going to learn. You're learn. We're not, no bullshit, no more. Get it together. But yeah, just, so you done fell in love. Two dates.
I think so.
Very lesbian of you.
Very.
How did this happen?
Is he black?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Why? Okay, so can I say something?
Sorry, I didn't want, because it's LA.
Whenever, gay men don't be dating black men.
No, oh, okay. Everyone thinks that I don't date black men.
Judging by the friends you keep.
I wasn't judging by anything, Tyron, because I just met you today. I just want to know, because LA,
friends, Tyron,
it's LA, so.
No, I'm like, those. I only hang out with black people.
I'm not saying that. No, a lot of the gays that date white men only hang out with black men, but they have
it's cross examination. It's crazy.
They have white.
No, no, I'm not saying that. But no, I'm not saying that.
Turn them against each other.
No. I am pro all gay. Well, now, some of you bitches.
At the Capitol on January 6th.
I say because some of you bitches is dumb. Exactly.
You said all gays.
Let me rephrase that. I support 95% of black gays.
Okay.
95%.
He went to just black and a percent.
90. He's about to knock it down.
90%.
So now it's
85.
85, yep.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with
there are some gay
85,
niggas,
yeah.
There's some gay niggas some that support niggas Trick stupid. Daddy.
Huh?
There's some gay niggas that support Trick Daddy.
You know, and a lot of other things.
Oh. Wow.
But we love everybody.
No, you love 90% of black.
No,
85.
I'm going 76. You gotta have a little leeway.
It's a scale.
It's crazy scale. It's crazy.
But I guess it's like a deductible.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I think you just, there's 15%, you know, for 15% error. There's some error.
Let me ask you, what is in that error bucket? Like, what are, in that 50%, what are the things where you're like,
yeah, what's that 15 that's like,
What got him put in,
You know, people who maybe be trans, maybe are transphobic.
Facts.
or colorist.
Facts.
You know, there's a lot of body shaming.
60.
You know?
Your percent's going
body
down.
Shaming and transphobia and colorism only aids to 15%.
That's what I said. I'm at 60 right now.
As a straight man,
I just dropped.
When I hear those three words immediately, 60%. I only have 40%.
I'm trying to be, in 2024, I'm trying to have more hope.
Really? No,
yeah.
As a man who date men, you have hope.
I mean, I
girl,
suffer.
You ain't learned.
I'm very clear that I suffer from mental illness.
That's a voice saying, "Shock therapy, me."
This is the
therapy.
The shock therapy were right there about, because this is a mental illness. Like purposely dating niggas.
It is. I don't think
it's more ghetto than dating women.
No, it actually is.
We trying to tell you.
No.
Dating women is pretty. Is
no, I think actually y'all might are the ghetto, and the women.
I actually think when I drink my tea, my pinky's out. Nothing ghetto about it.
Do you see the pants? Those aren't ghetto pants.
Nothing ghetto about this.
First of all, the pinky's not even straight. Yeah, let's be clear. The pinky full of curves.
I was gonna say, listen, we're not gonna go down that road.
No.
Because I'm in good threads. This, yeah. When I'm in threads like this, I don't.
Yeah, if he had
I don't discuss that.
On,
that ghetto stuff over there. But
regular sweatpants, you would let your ass.
I'd let your ass out.
That's fine. I'm
these threads.
Finger was a little curved. I mean, if you're going.
Come on,
high class pinky is straight. I'm just saying.
No, for that's
because
twice.
What I,
consent.
No. What I'm going
that's
to say.
Me and Ryan.
It's like this. Yeah.
Me and Ryan have already got into it before. So
about what?
We're not going to discuss that. That was a long time
ago. The guy next door is the place. It's the living room.
It was a long time ago.
What did y'all get into?
It was a mistake.
Ryan, what happened?
It wasn't a mistake. It was a miscommunication. It wasn't. Hold on. Wrong. It was a strong word. Wrong.
Honestly, I don't remember the exact thing, but I know I wasn't in the wrong.
Lucky for him, we're straight niggas.
I know I wasn't in the wrong.
I didn't say, first of all, I don't think in this situation there is a wrong or right. Let's go there.
Funny how that's when not you're true. In the wrong, there's that's no wrong or right.
First of all, hold
that's
on.
That's not true. That's...
Let's be clear.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, he, she, them, or they, and everyone in between, we have hit the first hair.
So let's be
for
clear.
For those at home, Savoy has no hair. So the hair flip, we're at three. Okay.
Anyway,
I used to have to deal with this.
This was a situation where, first of all, I believe that I said that something was going to happen. Somebody in out because I was doing PR for the girls. Also, I think it's very interesting that when I would got something at last minute, nobody had a problem when I made something happen at the last minute. But when someone canceled on me, it was a thing. Nonetheless, people cancel. Somebody canceled.
Accountability for me for Ryan because Ryan should have said yes. So
somebody canceled and Ryan came from LA to New York
sure
and he
did.
Was very upset.
Sure was.
And I believe I did apologize.
You did not.
I did.
You did it.
Actually, I can pull up the text message.
I did apologize. No. I'm not saying you did
Ryan
it.
More
I,
if you could pull up.
I would.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Ryan didn't. First of all, Ryan
I almost full.
But Ryan has a girl, you are there, girl. Girl, it's giving bulimia. Please, you tried it.
Oh, so now we're making fun of the bulimia community.
Sickness. No, I'm just
cancel
making,
the game.
Please. I told you I'm fine with 15% at least.
He only like 50%. He like, yeah, get him out of here. 85% is done.
Let him go.
I just remember I knew I wasn't wrong.
I don't think it was about being wrong though.
I was wronged.
I don't think you were wronged. I think
of course
something
you know, because you did the wrong.
First of all, no, because I can't control people.
Well, yeah, when people do the wrong and they can tell you when you ain't wrong.
First of all, once again, I think anybody who does press understands that sometimes writers pull out or people think shit happens. Just like
who was it?
What do gay people know about pulling out?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Here all week. Here all week.
I mean, I personally like...
All right.
So if you want to play that game, let's do it. Cause I can get real gay up in this motherfucker.
See how he's weaponizing his kids.
Motherfucker.
It's kids.
There's kids listening.
If they're listening to this podcast, they have bad parents.
Oh my! You coming at our fence?
First, you coming at us?
You said children.
First, you coming at us? We have good conversation on this podcast. Don't
I'm not saying that y'all don't have good conversation.
Don't let
two things. Once again, two things can be true.
So you wronged Ryan.
I did not wrong Ryan. There was a scheduling conflict.
Who was it again?
And I forgot the outlet. It was a long time ago, but the reality is
you
this way.
Exactly. You can pull up.
You know exactly who it was.
I apologize.
We all know who it is. And you just don't want to say.
No, I really didn't remember what outlet it is. It wasn't Essence because y'all did Essence. So there you go. Trying to tear the black women down.
It was me flying from LA to do something, and then it got canceled. So it was just a whole bunch of, you know.
But also, Ryan,
I
didn't
know it was hell up in that chat, and I was like,
I also, Ryan, but also, but also I think like nobody.
Ryan was wrong. You might not have done the wrong,
but I was done wrong.
And you didn't make
I don't
a
think
space.
That...
You didn't make a space for this. Black straight man, be vulnerable.
Yep. I think when I spoke my piece in that chat,
right,
everyone was coming at me like mm-hmm. like it wasn't their fault.
Me and,
okay.
So there was nobody to blame, but I was
straight
the one.
People wasn't coming at you. Straight people had your back.
I was the only one. Like, hey guys, I paid this money to do this. I'm the only one that's gonna hurt pocket wise. But everybody else is like, yo, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. He canceled. So. That's just the way it is. And I'm sitting there like, I flew across the country for this shit. Ah. What do you mean they can't be here? So in my mind, no, it's not your fault, but you were the representation of that person. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, I represent the same smart tech.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a 40-year-old.
But that was years ago. That was when I had two kidneys. Now I got one. Better God, you know?
Yeah, didn't know you lost a kidney.
Yeah, yeah. France too.
I gave my mother a kidney.
Oh, shout out
to you. Really?
Better person, you know?
See, you thought I was playing.
When I first came in.
He identifies as a person who has two kidneys, but
he only has one.
So he's trans, two kidneys.
Yep. TT.
One more trans joke.
I just abbreviated what he said.
Not for you.
Of him.
Not for you.
Cool.
One more trans joke, and I'm leaving. No.
You can only do that with people, not nouns.
What? Yeah, no, stupid. Exactly, stupid. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Straight niggas are dumb, and this is why we have straight bias.
He's not lying.
Yo.
Anyways.
You non-black dating ass.
First of all, he's dating a black. And he cooking him a nice meal.
What you making?
That you made him late.
What's on the menu?
Okay.
That was the gayest thing all day. Okay.
Because we're all from New York.
Oh, so is the man?
No.
Oh, okay.
But when you go to the Chinese food spot, you have you get the ribs. So I'm doing that style
of
ribs.
Tips,
yes.
Okay.
So I'm doing that style of ribs. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Fried rice, broccolini,
yay.
Pot stickers. I even ordered some cute metal. I'm down bad.
You got chopsticks. You're not straight because you get pregnant tonight.
You got chopsticks.
Somebody will be pregnant.
I'm sorry.
You got metal chopsticks. Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yo, come back to the street, son. They got really gay. They had a gay moment.
Yeah, you know the crazy thing? He didn't just say chopsticks, metal. Yeah. Like he wanted to make. Yeah. Did you do the right thing? So he said, "Oh,
yeah, metal chopsticks. Wow,
it's serious.
Yeah, this is serious. Mm-hmm. Amazon, Wayfair,
Amazon. I needed them to
wait. Hold on, Jack. I just want
to. Don't be a hater. Do not be a hater.
I'm not going to be. I'm not hating. I want to support my gays. First of all, you're not. This is a gay moment right now. Thank you. Stay over there.
Yeah, we need the background music to.
I want to make sure that you know, this is a lot for a third date.
Is it?
Yeah. And I just want to make sure. I want to make Don't fucking listen to the mouth. Don't listen to the mouth.
Iron, name one time I led you astray. Name one time I led you astray. Anytime you want to get gay, I said get gay. I've never ever let you astray.
First of all, I'm not being a hater. I just want to make sure that this man, young man, is deserving of that. That's all.
It's the third date. How anybody know? You fucking hater.
You just,
what I know is
I
he's done.
I have trust issues. I'm not a hater. There's difference.
What I know is over the last two dates, he's done exactly whatever he need to do to get this out of him for the third date, so he deserves whatever is about to come.
I support Tyron.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I just don't know.
You don't support Tyron.
Tyrone. We're going to go by Tyrone. We're just going to say that.
No, it's the nigga named
Tyrone.
Tyrone.
We're just going to go Tyrone.
But we're going to give him Tyrone. Yeah. I would like Tyrone to be his straight alter.
Tyrone?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I can see that. And the nickname Ty? Him straight.
Ty?
Yeah.
Okay.
What would Tyron wear if he was straight? Like, this outfit right here is it's fluid.
I don't know.
But then I open my mouth and it's like.
Pause. But yes. Because that was crazy. You know better. New York, born and bred. Okay. Like, that was crazy.
I'm not born and bred, but.
Bread. You had a lot of carbs in.
Yo.
I thought it was going to go the other way, but.
But Ryan, I would love. You're a straight nigga. What would Tyron wear if he was Ty, the straight man?
Probably just a hoodie and a hat. Because it can flow.
This fit.
It can flow.
Hoodie
and a fitted. Ty. Chain.
Girls do say they like me in fitted.
Little Cuban.
You wear fitted?
Mm-hmm. When I don't have a haircut.
Okay, perv.
I've never seen you.
Because one thing you ain't going to never see a gay black man without is a haircut.
Not a good one.
not a good mom.
Because they be bad. Y'all got some bad gays. And
I feel like when y'all have a haircut, y'all don't come outside.
That's a fact. Yeah. I will not.
It's just over.
Yeah. My friends hate
trying. Yo, you trying to link? I'll try the bitches to meet y'all over there.
I'm not covering that today.
I'm not getting a haircut.
That's a fact.
Well, also, I've never seen a gay nigga without a haircut. That is fire.
That's if you do so, you want something
like
wrong.
Seeing a dead crack.
It's like they lost.
It's like seeing a dead crack.
Yeah, they lost.
They never got to see one.
Like what are you doing here right now?
They just never.
They are probably most likely Dane White.
They lost. Like, yo, what's going on?
Have you ever seen a crackhead at a funeral?
Never.
Except one. But we all watched it together.
Who?
Whitney's.
She doesn't do crack, okay?
Crack is whack.
She's not poor.
Crack is
she
whack.
Said, she said crack is cheap.
Yeah.
She said crack is cheap.
She was doing blow.
Yes.
She was doing
coke.
Dope.
Yes.
Whatever they was calling it, she was doing it. If it came in a little pill, a little vial. With a little red top from top.
Do you know? Do you really know?
Yes, I know. Because I'm a black man, and I know crackheads when I see one.
Okay.
I know crackhead activity when I see it.
Okay.
But there's some other people.
You better lay low.
There's some.
That's crackhead.
There's some other people.
I got an aunt that do that.
What about Mary?
Look out. Huh? Hmm? Okay. You're okay. You now.
What? Jay Blash?
Let's everyone remain cute. Because if you want to see me go get. Me and Ryan almost came to blows.
Over Mary?
Yes.
Like,
Ryan was being
cute.
Very disrespectful, and yeah. I was so mad.
I told Ryan what I said,
I'm about to leave. And he thought I'm like, I'll leave.
Right? I did not disrespect.
What'd you say?
Public knowledge.
Wait, but points are made.
She never admitted to do it. When?
Yeah.
When did she say crack?
I didn't say crack.
Or in case she was on that crack.
But
I noticed she did other drugs, yeah.
I was talking about there was other things she was doing.
You sound like my mom.
You said what?
All drugs is crack. I don't care what you do. You a crackhead.
Take your little crackhead. Little crackhead.
That's very my mother.
And I wasn't calling Mary a crackhead.
She called. He called a crack something. Rhymes with four.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ooh.
Still trying to put together. Old man,
it took me like a second.
Oh, you got it now?
I guess said four or five.
When you get to Philippians, everybody say amen.
It said four, five, six.
Really? Risky. Fuck all y'all. I had a very long week.
Oh God.
But yeah, you can't see that from all the way.
That she was.
I'm not doing this.
Can we change topics?
I love to change this topic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Disrespect motherfucker and nothing good come.
Exactly.
You just called Whitney.
Exactly. He
a dead crackhead.
But he's going to hell. Mouse has long secured his scholarship to hell. He's getting like a full ride.
What is your favorite?
I'm hearing
full ride.
What
is your favorite? Mouse going to hell.
Full ride to hell is crazy.
Full ride.
Full scholarship.
Meal stipend, book stipend, everything.
Pell Grant.
He's not.
He get everything.
He's getting everything.
First draft pick.
Yeah.
First time I don't want everything.
Yes, he's getting it all.
What is your favorite?
I don't think.
Come on, no.
I don't have a favorite. No, I don't have a favorite. They're just
like your publicist. You're like
no. I'm just letting you know that at the end of the
day, many of those moments you've laughed at.
You're still going to hell.
But what is your...
Two things can be true. This is what the world needs to recognize.
This
I can laugh at some
argument for me.
Well, hey, I'm fluid today.
Oh,
instead of being
just
in this moment, okay. Literally.
Well, I know. Do not listen to this hating ass bitch.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying be mindful because you can't trust these niggas. That's all.
He is a nigga. You know that, right? Like this is what I don't get.
No,
about.
But Tyron's a different kind of nigga. I see him.
You just met daughter.
But I know I'm a good judge of character. Yes, I am.
You are.
Thank
you.
You are.
You are
unless they have a fat dick, and then I'm generally bad judge character.
I don't know that you're wrong. Look at Ryan's face.
Sorry, Ryan. Not actually. Why the fuck I don't apologize? I'm sorry.
What you're giving Tyron heads up about? Mm-hmm. Pause. What?
Really?
And it was crazy.
Yeah, but no,
that was crazy. What what scenario have you been in? And we need detail. What scenario have you been in that would give you cause to be like, hey, watch these niggas? You've been in it.
I mean, I think we're all niggas here.
We're all not.
Have you? I've never cooked on a third date. Me neither.
Never cooked on a third date.
No, never.
With a nigga.
I've never cooked for a nigga.
You never cooked for a bitch.
No, that's what we're saying.
On a third date? No, it's not. That's what I'm sticking to my... Yeah. On third date, no. I'm done.
Back right here?
No, back. Hey, questions.
Come back right here.
Questions over there.
One thing you're not going to do is break the straight bias here today.
We good.
Straight unity, baby.
Yo, come on.
Straight unity, baby.
Toxicity might well be January 6th, baby.
This podcast might have been January 6th, baby.
We're here, baby. New year, same us.
Like I had. What scenario?
What was the meal that you cooked that fucked it all up?
Yeah.
Who fucked that for, wow.
Who fucked it up?
I'm interested now.
Did your chicken palm not work?
First of all, babe, one thing I can do is cook. So let's.
That's not what we asked.
No, I was just wondering for the clarification. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, we're not asked about in general.
I have no. There's not a specific.
It's serious. It's serious.
We're actually asking in specific. We're asking a very specific question.
To you.
Not in general.
To you.
In your life. Because, child, I'm only going to ask one more time before I start spilling tea.
Oh.
So I'm giving you an opportunity.
Keep it cute. Keep it cute. Keep it cute. Because what happened on Bushwick Avenue stays in Bushwick Avenue, okay, bitch? Because I can say a lot of things that could get your ass canceled right now.
Cancel me. It's too much work to be on point. If you cancel me, I could start the January 6th tour tomorrow.
I'm so fucking weak.
Goodness.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God.
Yes, goodness.
But what is a scenario specifically that you've been a part of?
I just think that.
That's not answering. I've been on the podcast way too long. And I know when you say, I just think that's not.
But also, I'm a publicist, babe. So yeah, I'm going to keep avoiding the question.
Guess what? Question asker to publicist. We'll see who wills win. You date men.
Okay.
I don't. I'm always going to win. So, go ahead.
Wow.
So, because you're straight, you're going to win?
No, it's because men, you're always going to bow down to superior being.
Who's the superior being?
The straight one, duh.
Oh. I can't get behind
The children are so delusional.
Gotta be quicker than that.
Bang. Yeah. It's like whack again. I mean, whack 'em all. That one missed. It's all right.
Sorry, I'm here though. I got you.
And not all of them gonna hit.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Y'all niggas are immature. At best.
Right. He said that.
I think that's my new. I love stealing gay stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna start saying at best when I insult somebody, because that just lets you know I could go worse.
Like,
yo, you're an ugly bitch.
At best. Damn, that's tough.
Wait, that
that's
hit.
Tough.
Thank you.
That's tough.
I told you. I'm not.
I did it first. See, that's what I'm talking about. You see the gay erasure? Y'all see the gay erasure? I did it first, and y'all gonna give him. That's tough.
Straight man, always get the love. How come I can't get my ideas out?
Like, literally, I'm right here. Wow.
No, you're not.
I'm here.
We just hit you with that, Mr. Eraser.
I'm here.
All right, so being here, can you tell us about the time you were there and they no longer were there?
I'm really not going to answer the question, but...
Why will you not answer this question?
Because I think there have been multiple... If there have been multiple,
why you can't say one?
Because niggas... I just know that in my experiences, niggas can change their mind. And I like to be a person that likes, you know, like I said, I got trust issues. So I like...
Talk about the skull.
Yo.
You motherfucker.
You got into a fight?
No.
You motherfucker.
It wasn't a fight. It was a scuffle.
You motherfucker.
It was a scuffle. It's a boy.
Wow.
Yeah,
I cannot believe.
You had a scuffle after you cooked?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I did not.
He didn't cook in per se, but he definitely was the nigga.
You
beat him up?
I'm not going to say he beat him up because I wouldn't put that on.
I did not beat that man.
But there was a scuffle that ensued.
No, first of all, Mouse was outside the door, so he did not see anything.
Yes, you say I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
I seen the shuffling.
No, you did it. You just making shit up.
What did I do? I said, what did I say as soon as that door opened? As soon as he left out of there in a little haste, I said, so you shouldn't be hitting nobody like that. He's like, I didn't hit him.
Did you initiate it, though?
You could have easily just avoided this by telling what I asked.
That's
you
fine. That's fine.
But now I talk about
I'd rather discuss this anyways. there was an incident with a young man who I was dating.
Okay. How long?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
3 dates.
No. No.
Are you guys?
It was a lot more than three.
Okay.
I seen this nigga. I was like, damn, he our roommate.
So this is bae.
This nigga was mad.
Jamal's being exaggerating. Y'all just like.
Nigga all the time.
He did not. You couldn't send him all the time because he lived in Dallas.
We getting specific now.
Mm. Yeah. He lived.
Well, okay.
So there are 20 million gay niggas in Dallas.
So when he was there. 21. He was there for you though. When he was in New York. He was staying there.
He was right there.
Why do you think that? Because he comes to visit a week. He's there the whole time.
Yeah,
he comes back.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair. Fair.
But only, and usually, I was a little jealous because usually Savoy is my gay blanket. So, like, whenever I needed to talk, whenever Savoy friend was getting on my
nerves, not during that week.
Savoy was right there.
Not during that week.
Not during them weeks. This nigga come out like, when he leave? Because I don't have my dinner. And now I'm left here having straight advice.
Fucked up.
Exactly.
I can admit that.
There was a situation. There was a situation, it had been a tumultuous trip.
Okay.
Because he had, I think he was just going through some stress, and you know, I was coming off some stress as well.
Okay.
It was right after Fashion Week. And I was very busy that week because I'm that girl. And, you know, he had recently come into some financial hardships.
Okay.
So I was paying for a lot of things.
Supporting.
I was being
heteronormative.
Exactly.
That's why I said it.
I hate him.
Okay. Me. We're just going to.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you. Wait, you know what? I'm only going to talk to you now.
Listen.
Yeah,
you just gonna race.
All right.
Actually, would y'all like to start a podcast underneath our network?
No.
Gays
called the GND.
The Gays Next Door. Because we're GND. You guys be Gay and D.
I hate you.
Yeah, so we can workshop it.
Yeah, let's work. No. Because that means you would own something. No. This idea. Do the ideas that I'm giving.
That's it.
It's an as-is deal.
Okay.
I'll have my lawyer look at it.
So what happened? There was a scuffle. Was it a cold month or a hot month?
It was cold.
Ooh, it was not a cold month.
A little slippery?
It was fashion
little ice?
It was New York fashion. It was September fashion week.
Well, yeah, but this was years ago. Climate has changed. It was a little colder back then.
It was not cold. Long story short.
With no blanket.
Long story short. It had been a tense week. We were having a conversation. He was getting ready to leave to go to get on his flight. He was like, I'm going to take the train. I said, do not take the train. Why would you take the train? That's crazy. It's like 5:00.
I know why he take the train. Because he's fucked up. Money, hardships.
But once again, I had already paid for multiple things.
But I don't care.
Last thing you was about to pay.
I'm not coming back.
I was fine.
Did you see him after that?
No.
Oh, exactly. I'm not coming back. I don't want your money.
You guys ever saw?
I don't. Oh, he came back.
It was the last.
Really?
Time. Yes. Oh. Yes. We broke up shortly after that.
That was the last time you seen him.
Yeah.
In New York.
No, period. That was the last time I've seen him.
Okay.
Ever.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, like in my presence. Yes.
This is what I'm saying. He ain't want nothing. He knew it was over. I don't want nothing from you.
No, because we talk.
Sick niggas always trying to leave a little extra.
Because now you set me off with your little money. Now I'm in your little cab.
Anyway.
You tell me that, man.
Yeah, like.
Anyway.
You wasn't saying another one. I'll cut your ass in that cab.
Do y'all want me to
tell
the story?
My fault. You got it. Sorry, we're being gay. I mean, straight. Sorry. My fault. So much information.
The girls want to be gay so bad. The girls want to be gay. So.
I'm coming out.
It's crazy.
Anyways,
I'm getting the cat. I'm taking the train back and forth.
Yeah.
Mind you, this little nigga don't know. And I want y'all to iterate on the fact that he's a little nigga. This man was little.
Oh, he's a little. So this was like a bully, like getting his cat.
No. Ryan was like,
you lie if you want to. Ryan is 1 inch taller than me.
What you gonna say?
Ryan is
my size. How was you?
I'm 5'9". Ryan's 5'10". Mac is five nine and a half.
Excuse me.
I really thought you was taller. I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
You thought I was taller.
So what you thought?
Okay. Well, then
never mind. You're taller than me.
Ryan's taller.
I'm the shortest one on the show.
Oh. Okay, well, then.
But we're all separated by like an inch and a half or something like that.
I guess, you know what? I just
told you. The fact that Orlando said four is letting you know I was wilding.
Oh, my God. Y'all separated niggas.
By an inch and a half
straight niggas. Straight niggas. Y'all
we
going
mad
to,
gay,
y'all are going to die from stupidity. Because you can't even think.
Here's the thing. You're right.
Like,
I've never been a straight nigga that didn't die from stupidity.
Like, y'all going to die from stupidity.
Oh, what was that diabetes? Dummy.
So don't ever compare him to me.
Well, yeah, literally,
I apologize. I really didn't know.
And the reason I'm saying that is because he was way shorter than me.
He wasn't way shorter.
He was your friend's height.
He was 5'8".
No.
If you're 5'9", he's got to be 5'8". He was. I dated the man. Nonetheless, we were talking. It got a little bit heated.
He looked a lot shorter too because you were paying for everything. So every time you try to reach down in your pocket and just seen his ass, you like, this 4 foot ass.
I'm in this little cab.
Anyways, as I was saying,
it wasn't even an Uber.
So it was a situation.
Yellow cab.
I was like, hey.
Green.
Little blue rebel.
Stop it.
I'm trying to call him a share.
Oh, yeah, definitely making stops. You miss
I'm
his flight.
Not. Wow. What kind of nigga do y'all think I am? I'm a lady.
Nigga.
I'm a bottom of class. Okay.
Petty.
I am petty.
Who's petty?
What time your flight? All right, yeah, you will be leaving at 7 o'clock for your 12 p.m. flight because there's seven stops.
We got it. We started a conversation that got intense,
and that's what woke me up.
We started a conversation that got intense. I turned my head because it was 5 o'clock in the morning, so I was like, "I'm not doing this." I turned my head, and then I was like, I turned back around to say something. He's like, "Ah!" And he put his hand in my face.
That's what set you off.
And all I did.
Smack the shit out of this.
All I did. I
mushed him?
I mushed his throat. I did not mush his face. It was like a.
So you choked him? No.
No.
We're not doing it.
No. Yeah.
Like he didn't want to do it.
Like when that. No.
I mushed.
Want to do it. When these gay niggas mush you or choke.
Yo, he said I mushed. He said I mushed his neck.
No,
you choked
like,
him.
Yeah.
No, it was like a.
No, we good.
Look at his face. Look at your boy's face. He can't even make the face. It's a Madea face.
Like, no. It was like right here.
Okay.
I'm just letting you.
You choked him.
I want the people to know what the fuck happened.
You choked him.
I did not choke him, man.
Any little.
I mushed his neck.
At the little.
You choked him. At the least.
Mm-hmm.
I did not choke him. I mushed his neck.
At best, you choked him.
I mushed his fucking neck.
Ooh, neck. Talking like you want to choke me neck.
So, you mushed his neck, Paul. And you mushed a little nigga.
You would never.
He was little.
Anyways, he left.
That's not what happened.
He left.
First of all, now
where's
I
the scuffle?
Tell the truth. Where's the scuffle? Let here go the thing.
There was no scuffle.
There wasn't a
Miles
scuffle.
Was not in there.
I was in the living room.
He said he seen the
so
feet.
So here go the story.
Seen the feet.
Here go the story. I was into it with Savoy's friend. So I slept on the couch that night. So Savoy, the doors had, and that's why it was so fucking cold in that house because the doors wasn't cut to the floor. It was, you could kind of climb underneath there. And so,
I'm tired. I just kind
of slide up it. It was like the space of this couch between.
It was like the cowboy, the bondo.
Y'all know he lying, right? Oh. Keep going. He gonna embellish us.
Them doors wasn't high.
Them doors wasn't a little high, but still, like, but he's still gonna embellish. He's still gonna
the tavern, the saloon.
Every time the door closes, you hear
tumbleweed. He said it wasn't a little short.
I'm the only gay around these parts.
Said it wasn't. The door was a little short. Had a little wind, little crosswind.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Sometimes
the door was so high and the boy was so little, he walked out the room without opening the door.
That's nigga limboed. He limboed through that.
No, straight under.
I'm out.
Now that's hacking.
Right to the train. So did he end up taking the train?
What happened after
the scuffle?
All I hear is. This is what I hear. Sorry, y'all at home. This is what I hear. Why would you take a train? It's because that's the muffled. Why would you take a train at this time of night? No, I'm here. I don't need you to do nothing. And then I heard, and then I could see underneath the door, because now I'm nosy. I'm looking. I see feet going this way. One, I only see one shadow, which meant that what Savoy was saying was right. Savoy was in the bed at some point. Savoy then came off of the bed.
Mm-hmm. I did not come off the bed.
I seen two sets of feet.
What you saw was his rolling bag.
Oh, so now he that little.
No, he had a bag. He had a rolling bag.
He built like luggage now. You love the nigga, but now he built like luggage.
You saw a rolling bag. That's what you saw. I did not get out the bed.
All I seen was this. I seen, look at the feet. This is what I seen. Once I seen, I said, ooh. And I heard, you put your hands.
Now he might have heard that.
You put your hands on me.
He might have heard that.
And then I just heard that song. This nigga putting his hands on me.
And he beat him up. You beat the little homie up.
I did not beat this man up. I mushed
his neck.
And since that moment, I felt really bad.
DV.
That man ran out of there, child.
He ran? Oh, it was a threat.
Because he had a flight.
No.
He had a flight. That's why we even got
him. He was taking a train
left. There was a footprint. There was a Chuck Taylor footprint on his ass. Yeah. Savoy kicked his ass.
That's domestic violence, bro.
Not technically, they broke up.
So it's not domestic no more?
Mm-mm.
Long distance violence.
They broke up.
Still long.
It's just regular.
It's still
violence.
It's third
class.
Whoa, whoa.
It is. That's assault and battery.
Third degree.
In a third degree.
It is.
Anyways, like I said,
I'm trying to save you some ears.
I'm not trying to say. I don't need you to say my. I mushed that nigga. Happened.
Shit.
I apologize.
They gonna clip it out.
I apologize.
Clip this out. It's over.
That's fine.
It's over. You gonna be in Jonathan Major Court?
No.
So was you chasing him down the street?
Because he was never my Coretta.
Did you?
Because he was never my Coretta.
Did you chase him down the street like that way? Lady? He chased him.
No.
He said, get in this cab. No! I'm taking a train.
So, yeah.
Yo,
no.
Savoy Major.
But it was a lot. Mouse knows.
It was a good time for me. Wow. The gay mess was, the gay team.
Because he like tweeted about my mental health. He was like, I'll never date somebody who has mental health issues.
Oh, the boy did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did that hurt your soul?
It hurt me more than that mush did to him.
How do we know?
He might have had whiplash. He might have whoop. Yeah, for me, I picture this.
The nigga was on a thing like this.
All I know is I picture the setting as like brownstone steps. He's arguing outside.
They were gray.
No. Not this. I'm talking about like a brownstone.
Like
a literal building. They were gray.
They're going to be a straight down.
They're gray. Like, I'm thinking, I get to see Savoy on a higher step. Like, yo, like what? Him just falling down the steps.
Well, you know what? It could make sense.
Mad suitcase
one
in
set
hand.
Of foot, one set of feet, because the boy might have lifted him.
Lift him up. So he went, little Tory Lanez.
Whoa.
I mushed his man's neck.
The Savoy Lanez trial would be crazy.
There would be no Savoy Lanez trial. There would be no trial. Like,
who? What is a... That's a choke. That's like I'm saying. That's not a choke. I mushed his neck.
I mushed his neck.
It wasn't that deep.
I won't say that it wasn't that deep,
you know,
but I mean...
Is now gonna be, I thought it was going to be called Straight Bias. It's definitely
Savoy Lanez.
Savoy Lanez.
Fuck y'all. I am not. Whatever. Damn. I mushed him. I have not hit a man since.
You beat him up.
I did not. I mushed.
Did you apologize?
No. I did apologize. When? I felt very apologetic. I was very apologetic. Okay.
Was it a text, a call, or a letter?
It was a bunch of
emails.
Y'all, I want to be very clear. I'm not just running around knocking bitches, munching niggas.
Little Nick.
Everyone,
niggas under 5'6", beware of this nigga. You wear <that? laughs> Beware.
Y'all, I can't.
Once he cooks you a meal, get out now.
I never cooked that man a meal.
He paid for his meal.
Oh, you paid for him. Oh, so, but if you didn't have to pay for his meal, she would have cooked the meal.
Sure wouldn't have.
No?
No.
So, voice toxic.
I'm very.
You're a nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
we niggas.
There's a little bit of nigga in all of us.
Pause.
Why is everything a fucking pause?
No. I didn't get it. I don't want to.
There's not a little. There's no niggas in me.
Y'all niggas. Y'all niggas make my soul and my pussy hurt.
To the prostate.
The doctor gonna put that little one finger in me. He know my. I don't even let women play. My
you are you. You under. My doctor actually as a black man under. Once you get in your 40s, they actually gonna start doing. They do a little bit
when,
earlier.
So that's when. Until then, ain't nobody touching this booty hole. Okay. I'm looking for a woman doctor.
I mean, that's not gonna make it better.
It'll be a woman's finger.
Mentally, booty holes never tamper with.
Because technically, everybody had a prostate check is gay.
Wrap this shit up. I can't.
Oh, I'm not even here.
Shit.
I can't.
Let me tell you something. I love y'all. And I think I speak for all of the neighborhood. It's conversations like this where we could just be, we could laugh and joke and it don't gotta be this. And obviously I get that it comes with relation, right? Like right. I know everyone here and everyone here feels safe and I get that. Right. And I don't think the world should be this place where just like people just say like, purposely offensive things to strangers just for shits and giggles or for other people laughter. Like everything I said here is funny, but it was, if it's not funny to them first, then we're doing something wrong. And so I'm glad that y'all allowed for that space to happen and allowed for that to have to be a, what's wrong with straight niggas and why can't you love us? Like conversation. Like, no,
I don't want y'all to love me.
I do.
Bitch, I will take my love back.
I don't want y'all to love me. That's
a no.
You've always wanted my love.
It's a new year.
You've been gay performing for my love for a long time now.
It's a new year. You gotta just open your arms up, man.
I don't. I want to be.
After all the straight
I'm fine with y'all.
You know, you don't want no straight niggas.
Clock it.
And correct.
One thing I'm gonna do is read a bit.
I have not slept with any straight niggas.
Since when?
I have not straight
with. Oh, because the minute they slept with you, they weren't straight no more.
I have not slept. No. I have not slept with anybody who identifies as straight.
To
us?
You don't go to sleep.
To us or to you?
Ryan.
I'm just asking. He might identify as straight to us. But to
I have not slept with any man who identifies
as. Have you lusted after any straight men?
I lust after bitches. That don't mean
what bitches you lusting after? I would love for you to stop.
Who?
You're in a way.
And don't say who I think of. Say
you know what you're going to say.
Finish it.
You know what you're going
to say. Tiana Taylor.
God, that don't count. Shut up. She got it.
She like you.
She does.
Like, lusting after a straight woman with ad is like.
I like other women.
Michael.
I would let Erykah Badu hit. I would let Victoria Monet definitely get the strap. Like,
I'll give you Victoria Monet out of all of them because Erykah Badu got underarm hair, so that's technically a nigga.
I mean, I like my women a little more hairy. You like
a little funk.
A little natural scent.
A little natural.
Disgusting.
Natural scent, nasty, bro.
What you got planned for tonight?
We know.
If tonight, first of all, drink your juice and you don't have to let it sit there on your lip like that. Be a little straight. Damn. Nigga, like, that's crazy. Tyron, what? The night goes perfectly as planned.
Yes.
In wrestling fandom, we call it fantasy booking.
Okay.
How does your perfect night go tonight? And will you be sweating this much?
Hopefully.
Okay, perk. Oh. All right, fur, yes.
Yes.
Not the bitch purred me.
He asked. No, I mean, you know, we'll see.
Come on. Don't, yeah, I like Savoy now.
No.
Get to the house, you make the dinner. What? Come on. Step by, not super step by step. Just give me everything.
Yeah. Synopsis. Just.
You know, we continue.
Y'all can't have gay niggas on the show and not want them to be gay.
I don't want the full point
because we talk about our shit in full.
Do we?
Almost.
You guys know.
Right, yeah, no, I've literally
no,
talked.
No, we're not on this show.
Not on this show.
But you could get to where we get. You go to the bedroom. You get to the bedroom.
I'm not saying I'm
I mean, we do. We do.
Talk,
Ryan,
do
you
are
dirty.
Do
we do
Ryan,
talk
you
about
are dirty. You are, y'all are some dirty. All y'all some dirty liars. Because I've had a guest on the show where one of y'all talked about eating ass.
Who did
no,
that?
We talked about not getting our ass ate. That's what we talked about.
Or whatever. Same.
Who?
Name him.
Name
him. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I said what I said. And what you said was a bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's Real Housewives.
I know. We know that. We know. We know. Because once again, you just want to be us so bad.
So bad. So bad. Y'all lucky I can't be gay. Lucky.
Lucky?
Are we lucky?
Because the niggas would be over for y'all.
It's crazy.
Over.
Miles, you really think that you really think if you was gay, you
could Savoy, straight right now, I bag more niggas than you. Straight as a motherfucker.
Oh, so wait. So now I'm an ugly bitch? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying you're trying to be in comparison where you don't compare. That's all I'm saying,
baby. You can pull a lot of you can pull.
He ain't that. He ain't that. He ain't that.
You can pull a lot. First of all, you can pull
him like a child.
First of all, Tyron, remember, if there's a hate crime happening, who's going to protect you?
Right.
Okay, thank you. I mush gay niggas, so why you think I ain't gonna mush no straight niggas?
Because we hit her.
And you will get your ass whooped.
And why did I make that stupid voice? Come on, Tyra. Fantasy book your night. Come on. Get to the crib. Is he at the house already?
No.
Okay, what time is he showing up?
9:30.
You're an adult.
Why?
Because you can do off-time meetups. Like if somebody tells me to meet them at 9:30, I'll be there 10:45. If you tell me to meet you at 9, I'll get there a lot closer to 9.
Okay.
So like to say like 9:30, that's a very adult thing.
I feel like if I were to go out to dinner tonight, that would be the time that I would make a reservation for. So
mm-hmm. And we're always late for reservations.
Who is?
The girls.
Not I.
Well, he ate that one little thing. Anywho.
But yeah.
Yeah. So 9:30, he gets to the crib.
Dinner.
What are you wearing? Are you putting on a little fit or do you have a little
I have like a essentials, like little two-piece thing that I'm going to put on.
Two-piece is crazy.
Literally called
sweatsuit. Hoodie and pants, bro.
So gay. So gay.
What? It's a hoodie?
It's a sweatpants?
Yo, he said I have a little essentials. So I'm like, all right, cool. I know you at. Little two-piece. No, bro.
I'm like,
it's a hoodie
I'm like, yo, Jerry got
bro.
Freaky? Jerry got freaky clothes?
Gosh.
Like, when did Jerry get in the Renaissance?
Dad.
And that homophobic motherfucker definitely doesn't want you wearing his clothes.
Wow.
Oh,
no, girl, you already bought the outfit, girl. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's too late.
And it's essential, girl. It's packs on. You save some money.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but essential is though. You want to get that FOG.
Okay. That's thank you for calling me a broke bitch. Damn. Like, now all right. I'm over.
It's okay.
He said it's discount anyway, girl. Yeah, go. Clarence, right? I said it's a
Tyron, see Tyron, you see what I'm talking about?
No,
you told him he ate, nigga and then he betrayed
nigga
you.
Said retail,
that's what straight
right?
niggas do.
He said retail.
So I read.
Oh,
retail.
You tell me I ate and then bring me to the fucking Grand Buffet and the one I'm supposed to do.
Grand Buffet, you are. Hood fucking
Grand
rat.
Buffet is crazy.
Like you're a hood
first of all,
fucking
I know there's
rat.
Nobody in this room that ain't never had some Golden Corral. So y'all get all
no.
Pissed.
Sorry,
I don't think I've ever had.
He from New York. I don't think you ever
one time.
Bitch, I had Golden Corral in New
but
York.
But you lived in road. Down south
on the road.
Golden Corral in New York.
Oh, one time.
You also live in Long Island.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
What?
It definitely
exactly
on Long Island. I haven't gone to New York State.
Yeah,
it was like on the road, going trip, stop somewhere, Golden Corral.
Let me tell you something.
One time.
Let me tell you something.
Good. Matter of fact, I'm lying. That was Cracker Barrel. Never been to Golden Corral.
Now Cracker Barrel is what you're missing out on. Anyone who ain't never had no Cracker Barrel, you need your French toast racist, and a little homophobic.
Yeah, they
there's a lot of homophobia
in that
and you. Yeah. And they ain't got no teeth. Mm-hmm. If I see my cook at Waffle House or Cracker Barrel and they got teeth,
a lot of people that go to Cracker Barrel, they work at the plant.
And y'all don't want to give Ryan his flowers. And y'all are awesome raggedy joke hating laugh holding bitches. Cause that's fucking genius.
Savoy
not laughing because a lot of his family members work at the plant.
Fuck you, bitch.
Savoy, they shape a plant.
Everybody in there is the plant.
Oh.
You know where Savoy is from? Savoy is from one of them cities that they talk about in the Hallmark movies where the lady, she lived this fabulous life in New York City, but don't want to bring the nigga back where she from. It's like one stop.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
First of all, Milwaukee, you know what? Fuck y'all.
Sweet Home, Alabama.
See, before I was talking shit and never been there. I've been to Milwaukee. There's nothing there except for one pocket of black people. And that's
first of all, Milwaukee's majority black, so you're lying.
It's very hood.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. Milwaukee is a city
like the Bucks
inside of.
They have the Milwaukee Bucks.
Minnesota. Yes.
No, inside of Wisconsin. You niggas don't. Niggas from New York do not know fucking geography.
We're not doing this again.
Where's St. Paul? That's in Minnesota.
No, that's in Minnesota. Oh, Wisconsin.
Excuse me for not knowing the difference between Minnesota and Milwaukee.
We didn't really know regions in New York because everybody wanted to come.
Exactly.
To wasn't really
Look at you, girl.
I still got a quality education. Keep going.
Not in no plant town.
Nigga, you a goddamn lie. First of all, keep going. Keep going.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I get home. I finish cooking dinner. He comes.
Don't be the only time you say that.
Wow. Okay. He gets there to my house.
That's not the only time.
We eat dinner, we drink, we talk, we get we laugh, we listen to music. He has great taste in music, so I'm happy about that. He's a little older.
What were the three songs that y'all discussed or he might have played?
Kissing You Total.
That's one. That's okay. Okay.
But
that to impress you shows your age.
I'm an old.
No. You're a young bitch. Yeah, I'm an old soul. The song came out in 1997.
Bitch. Okay, I was three. What the fuck do I know about total kissing you at three?
Now I understand what our OGs were talking about. Because the nigga said, I'm an old soul. Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I am the youngest one here.
By far.
Yeah.
I mean,
At best.
With this glow, I might be, you feel me? They say I'm young 25.
Okay.
That is one thing the girls love to tell me and Ryan and Mackie that we don't look our age.
Don't look my
and
age.
We'd be like,
I'm about to be 35.
Toxicity.
We turned 35.
Bitch, talk about you. Well, don't bring me in.
If I talk about me.
No, but just talk about you.
Your birthday is the same day.
Listen here. On that birth certificate, only one name is on it. It's a Ryan.
You actually were born before me. So.
Ooh,
older. You're born in the morning.
Ooh, it's giving carbohydrates. You're just trying to eat the dog.
I was born at night.
And y'all now turned on each other. The gay agenda continues.
Can't do it.
They say no.
Cat Williams was right.
The gay agenda continues to win.
So Kissing You Total.
Yeah.
And what were the other two? You like, oh, I love his taste. Or that was the song that you were just
That was the song. Like, I sent it to him today. And I was like, mood.
There's gonna be
gay niggas are still niggas.
Feet in the air.
Somebody's feet going in the air. Do y'all freely throw each other's feet in the air? Because niggas be having big feet.
That big ass foot next to your face.
A size 13?
Oh my.
You're a size. Oh. Oh, God, bitch.
My thing is, niggas don't have pretty feet. So it's like.
Well, you know, depending. That's an old thing, right?
Like, but what if you had a he used to play sports? He plays sports. We're not going to do that.
Well, first of all, if you got
everybody
feet, you're not taking your sock off in my bed.
What'd you say?
Start there. If you have ugly feet, you're not taking your socks off in my
foul.
Bed.
Well, that's not
foul.
Fair.
No, foul.
That's abuse.
What do I want? Why do I want to look at that?
Yeah.
You're under the covers.
Don't look. My toes got breeze.
No, like,
I don't sleep.
Oh, no. Like, no, if you're going to sleep, but if we fucking,
what if you're not taking your socks off? What if that joint just creep up on you?
No.
So you say y'all getting,
okay.
And you just having to look there and be like, put that back on. That's what you would do? You would stop the mood and say, put your socks back on?
No, but like.
Or like you see him taking the socks.
But first of all, I'm going to see your feet before we get to.
How?
You have them send you pictures?
I mean.
He's a kinky dog.
You want the feet pics?
No, I don't want feet pics. No, but you know, most of the gays. But you know, most of the gays like have like pictures, like vacation pictures.
Yes.
Yes.
Niggas are really niggas because I do the same thing.
Yeah, you You gotta zoom in on them toes.
Ryan was my kind of friend because we both were talking about something one day and we zoomed in on the bitch feet. I said, my village.
Yeah, them shits is.
Don't you?
I talked to a nigga recently and I saw a vacation photo. I zoomed in on his feet and I said, well, I literally have not talked to him since then.
And this is why you're unhappy and in a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Nice sweater.
Over the toes.
I like my ASOS sweater.
It's just, but it is a sweater of the lonely.
That's fine. I'm rich.
Mm-hmm. And a cat is soon to come.
That's fine.
You're gonna be a cat lady.
I'm gonna be more like, I think I'm more of a like English bulldog lady.
No, because that would get like a lot of attraction. And like right now it's like giving get away from me niggas. Anyway, back to you, Tyron.
I mean, come I just on. Had
you're talking, you're laughing, you're so you're getting this nigga drunk.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, not drunk.
Whoa. Oh, wow. It sounds like niggas. Tipsy.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
You
don't need to get them.
I do. You're
my kind of girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fast in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. And he already dabbed him, so he can't take it. Please. Please.
No,
that was worthy of a fucking ball.
That's why I said, please.
He gay.
Get me out of here.
That don't mean that he is fucking taking it up the ass.
But he's fast in the ass. He could be fast in his ass.
Somebody's ass
is being fast.
First of all, there's a thing called sides where there's no penetration.
I just found out what that was.
Yeah, there's
and I was mind blown.
Side. What sides?
No penetration.
Gay man who don't engage.
That's the type of gay I would be.
I think that's like super gay. I think if you're doing everything,
I can't.
Yo, I think if you're doing everything, but that, it's like, yo, bro, like, what you here for? You doing it for cool point?
No, they need
you trying to do it to say it?
Therapy.
Yeah, I was like,
what is holding you back?
I think, wow.
Like penetration.
You really just sucked this man's whole dick, but no, it don't go back there. You kiss your mama with this, man.
But it's two people, so it's like gay. The person who also, like, the person, they find a person who also doesn't want to.
Have you ever been with a side?
No.
I did, and I ghosted him.
Super gay. Too gay for you.
Too gay for you. You're homophobic.
Actually, it's not homophobic. It's not homophobic. It's just like.
That was the point of whispering, because I didn't want to get him canceled.
It's not homophobic. It's just saying that there's a difference. Just like, I don't bump. Bottoms, like,
what does that mean?
I don't date other bottoms,
like two bottoms don't make a top.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna be bumping person.
Oh, it's like math. It's like when a negative thing happens to a negative person, it's a positive. It's like when you multiplying.
I hear you, but
no,
yeah, okay. I hear you though.
All right,
hear you.
So if you don't date, it's all right, because then y'all would be straight, because
then you'd be doing nothing.
No, we
y'all would
be
just be friends.
No.
Y'all just be touching.
Y'all be gay niggas with a handshake.
No.
Y'all just do mad hip bumps.
You're mad in two gay niggas, two bottoms in the bed together, just kick trying to put their.
You don't get the point?
He's like, are you? I'm not. And they be offended. I'm not. I can see the. I'm not. I'm not topping tonight.
I can't.
Wow, that's crazy.
What an episode.
So fun. Enjoyed it.
So after y'all get a little tipsy,
Miss Tyron's gonna make the first move. What is your first move? That's what we never talk about as men across the community. What is your first move?
I don't know. I feel like I would just like straddle, start making out
as a man. Another man straddle. Get your stupid ass off me. But no, because you're gay, so you would like it. Makes sense. Okay. Savoy, what's your first move?
Ten out of ten. Ten out of ten.
Daughter.
What was the first? I didn't see it. This is not a safe space. This is not a safe space. As a queer man, I feel very unsafe.
Oh, you mean like you made that man feel unsafe?
Fuck you.
He was scared on that train.
He actually ended up taking a fucking car service any damn way.
He was holding because he thought you might find him.
Niggas said, if you're not going to choke me, no
more. No, he paid for his own car service. He ended up.
Yo, that's so crazy. You scared that man into spending money he didn't have.
He went to the negative for that breakup.
That nigga went to the negative just to get
insufficient funds.
You are Jennifer Lopez's husband in Enough.
That's crazy.
You.
That was a crazy nigga.
That was deep.
Exactly.
She went down bad to get away from that nigga.
I did not.
After he kicked her ass.
First of all, you know that man sent me flowers because I gave them to our friend, your girlfriend.
Well,
remember that?
Yep.
He sent me flowers after the incident, so clearly he wasn't that down.
Well, here goes the thing about victimhood.
You raggedy bitch. Now that when you hate. Now that I'll give you. Victimhood. Victim. Really, you raggedy bitch.
Yo, I gotta let y'all go. I don't want y'all to leave. I wish we could do this more often. This is fun. Because initially, I had a whole bunch of, like, conversations I wanted to have. And I was like, man, fuck that, man. Let's have some fun.
Let's talk.
Just talk. This is fun. Before you guys leave, this is probably the most serious. How can straight men that don't want to be at odds with gay men, want to make sure gay men are included in these spaces, right? What can those straight men do to kind of make a safe space or make an inviting space where just men could congregate and have fun conversation and have the same conversation about what we like, what we don't like, our attraction and all that in the same way and just have fun and it don't have to be no weird shit.
Can I go first?
Go ahead, fast ass.
Wow.
He was so fast.
I think remembering that at the end of the day, we're all men. So there is still a commonality amongst us. Yeah, you know, you may like something that he doesn't like, but that doesn't mean that you guys can't connect on that.
Possibly.
So, well, but, you know.
She's actually better. I'm going for something, you not.
I'm cool.
But, I mean, I feel like.
I'm performing for one person. I'm sorry. I just perform for the person that's laughing.
This thing is crazy, bro.
If you laugh, I'm just going to keep performing. I'm a monkey. What about you, Savoy?
Were you done?
No, yeah. That's the point that I wanted to
make. I just think that, like, just be normal. Like, just be fucking normal. Like, I don't like straight niggas, but, like, I don't act weird when they're around. They just, y'all just regular niggas. Just remember that gay niggas is just regular niggas. Like, just be you.
Now, you guys are not regular niggas. Some, but not all. Most, 15%. 10% of gay niggas are regular niggas.
What does that mean?
Y'all are not regular niggas.
What does that mean?
Child, I was at the Renaissance Tour twice.
Okay.
That was a room full of non-regular niggas.
Are we?
Niggas were. There were some niggas in there.
Wait, first of all.
Floating?
You ever see a nigga so gay he floated?
First of all.
There was this nigga that was
so floating. The same thing that y'all. So this is once again.
It looked like that level in Pokemon, the first one, where you get ghastly and you just see all the ghosts in the house.
I hate you for fucking.
Ryan is such an asshole.
Like, really? And they was just like mad floating and they just was all saying, and they were, I don't care. I was like, oh, God.
Loading is crazy.
And you will see the same behavior at an NBA game or an NFL game.
No. Touche.
There will be straight niggas literally, crawling because y'all.
It's actually worse because at least the gays, most of them were dressed nice at Renaissance. Straight niggas at football games, some of the worst fashions you'll ever see.
Yeah, they're white.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's white fashion.
Is there such a thing?
Stink. Their fashion comes with the smell.
Tyron, will you tell the people how they can follow you, how they can support you?
Sure.
Keep up with your fucking lesbian relationship.
Wow. On Twitter and Instagram at the Tyron Show. I started a Substack. So
everyone knows what that is. I don't know what that means.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a
so why
blog.
Why do you say so excited to me?
Yeah, no, but like it's a blog. And I just like talk my shit because I can.
It's like an old Tumblr.
Is the name of the site called
Substack?
Okay,
Substack. So like TyronBell.substack.com. And I'm
gonna start one just to follow you.
Sure. Yeah, I would love that. And
he don't care. It didn't sound genuine.
He don't care.
He didn't appreciate my straight support.
It's okay.
I mean, need it.
We don't really need it.
Oh!
I know my audience.
Oh, okay. Per her.
The girls and the gays.
I'm cool.
Y'all got me, and they got money.
Mm. Bitch, I have money. I cannot speak for the rest of my creed.
Got me.
But
I mean, y'all got money, but y'all be clear that y'all do not represent the general straight.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say y'all don't represent money, but I was like, damn.
Damn.
I was like, shit. I don't deserve
it. No, y'all
it.
Got money, but that doesn't mean like y'all don't represent. I mean, that came out yesterday on Twitter.
What's that?
That y'all, a lot of y'all 35 are balding, only make 45K, I think.
Wow, that's like
me. Have erectile dysfunction. You do.
Oh, I don't have that.
I don't have no erectile dysfunction. I got all my hair.
Exactly.
Hairline. Also, the guy in my head need to be done, but look at the hairline.
My hairline is great.
You can see
exactly.
In the
middle.
That's
what I'm saying. Y'all don't represent the
Orlando
typical.
Got a little bit of hair, but it's his and it's there.
Skin is skinny.
One thing about the guy next door skin, we're always eating. Look, always.
Reds.
If you look across this room, everybody
I said
is,
once again, girl, you why are you defending yourself? I said
you didn't give us any credit.
I said y'all don't represent.
I'm looking real,
but that's not giving us credit.
I'm real garmenty.
Very.
The garments.
Very.
They always going to be there.
Very.
I'm just saying.
And I said, I gave y'all. Straight niggas, that's why y'all are going to die first. Because y'all need so much praise.
Humble it up.
No, that's not why we're going to die first. We're going to die first because
you're dumb and you need so much praise.
Unlike y'all, we have to deal with women. And on that fucking note.
Thank you. Please.
Damn, I was going to close it out, but I don't even want to erase you. So hurry up.
Where they can find you at, yeah. What you doing?
Damn it, name? That was a great way to end on
that was shit. Perfect.
A way to attack women on the way out. Shit.
Instagram, VoidVoid07. Mm-hmm. Twitter, EPrayThat.
Is the podcast coming back?
Yes.
When?
I don't know. We live in.
Okay.
We live in.
Making money. Respect it.
Her.
But appreciate y'all.
When are you gonna take on the guy next door as clients again? Oh, we're not good enough. Okay.
On that note,
Ryan, I guess we'll just keep floundering.
Y'all doing very well.
Keep on keeping on.
I guess that's all we can do is keep on keeping on.
Bless.
See y'all next Monday.
That's Mouse Jones.
It's the guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.